Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And again, welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real bound as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, Gene Partita, is in the house. Rez is shred. Welcome.
They grabbed me again, Ron.
Glad to have you back. And obviously, being Wednesday, Robert Mott will be checking in with us sometime when he wakes up. Just joking there, Robert. April 13. I'm ready. Let me ask you, are you ready for this today? Make lunch count day. Make lunch count day. So I will be indulging in a nice lunch. And, you know, just because it is the day and you gotta follow through on this, I will, of course, make lunch count today. Just a thought there. You gonna make lunch count today? I hope you do. And I hope it's with somebody that you really care about, enjoy. Have a good time with lunch today. And being that we've got double duty, National Peach Cobbler Day, end up your lunch, make it count, and have some peach cobbler at the end. Just a little thought for you right there. Having a little bit of fun today, chatting. Missed you yesterday. I had a recorded broadcast. Steve took care of us here. But just thought I would share, you know, I wasn't out there completely just having a good time, although I did have a good time, learning some new programs to share with you. How about the state of California, once again, the state of confusion, has a program now. You can buy a new home, veteran or not, with no money down. Now, the Veterans of VA program, still the absolute best program, best loan program in the market. But if you qualify, the state has some programs, no money down. Yes, you can get homes as much as $400,000, $600,000 with no money down. I wonder if that's where the spread of money is going to. It's not. I know it's not. But state of confusion, yes, once again, national average gas, $2.08. And we are at a whopping, where is it? Bring up the drum roll, please. That's the wrong drums, guys. Here we go. Yes, $2.77 here in the state of confusion. You can tell that we've got no budget because I absolutely have the timing off on that. Just simply amazing. But yes, we're going to be talking days and weeks to come. We will chat more about that loan program, those loan programs. No money down, no money out of your pocket. Buy a $400,000, $600,000 house if you qualify. We will share that information. Seeing what's going on in the markets right now, there was some mixed data coming out. We got to wonder, why is it that as I'm speaking to you, the Dow is up 153 points, yet oil is down. Generally, the oil and the Dow go in about the same direction. The U.S. 10-year Treasury up a little bit. Well, we didn't get good news coming out of our economy. Commerce Department reports retail sales fell 0.3% last month. The expectation was for a rise of 0.1%. Not good news for GDP since 70% of our gross domestic product comes from the consumer. The Labor Department reports Prices at the wholesale level unexpectedly fell 0.1%. So that's another item that's not real good news in the economy. But interest rates still very, very strong. I told you the 30-year fixed rate, 3.63% APOR. What are you paying? I don't know if you'll qualify for an APOR, but that is the APOR right now, 3.63%. A little economic news right there. The political front, there's always something good to talk about or interesting to talk about when it comes to politics, especially since I missed you yesterday.
So I know who's ass to kick.
Yeah, the one to think right now, Bruce Springsteen joining in the battle, not going to North Carolina. He will not perform there as long as they've got this law that is going to ban the requirement of having, you can only use the gender on your birth certificate for the restroom that you use. Think about that one. Now, you know, I just think this whole topic is a little bit crazy.
You're absolutely useless.
But Springsteen, let me ask you, I've got a simple question here. Springsteen will not go and meet with 98% or perform for 98% of the population, right? 98% of the population does not claim or identify as part of the LGBT community. So Springsteen is going to avoid there. He's boycotting the state, as are some others. Jimmy Buffett is not one of them. He's going to go and meet with his people and follow through. But let's think about this. Okay, so Springsteen won't. In Oregon, I believe it was, or Washington, the bakers would not bake a cake for a gay couple for a gay wedding. They worked for the gay couple all the time, but for the gay wedding, they would not. Yet they get fined, Springsteen doesn't. Does that make any sense? Now, the whole idea of this bathroom issue, I can share with you. I would venture to guess 99.9% of the transgenders, there's not a problem. They're going to do their own thing. They're going to use the restroom as they would. But what about this opening the door for others who want to use those same restrooms under the auspices of being transgender, and they're in there for more nefarious acts? There, I can share with you. I'm straightforward. I just tell it like it is. When I was in high school many, many, many moons ago, you know, there was a lot of guys that would do almost anything to go into the girls' locker room. Well, what is this saying? And if you can identify as whatever you want, whoever you want, however you want, just because that's how you identify, can I identify as being Native American so that I can get some of those benefits? Can I identify as being a senior citizen so I get those benefits even though I don't qualify? Just because I want to identify as that, and then we're going to create laws in the same vein? I just don't get it. I just got an email this morning, a company called One More out of San Diego. One More, they make headphones. I guess they're like a copy or a competitor of Beats or Jawbone. They're going to boycott North Carolina as well. Well, I think it's very simple. I boycott this company One More. Go buy your Beats or Jawbone headphones and forget about this group One More. What do you think about that one? If they can boycott because they don't like things going in one direction, and to me that does not make any sense following through on that, do I not have the right to say the exact same thing with that regard to them? Just a thought. Moving, you know, I even had an email from one of their people this morning. Maybe we'll get their CEO to come on and we can debate the issue as to maybe he doesn't want his headphones to go into bathrooms. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what the whole story is there. But to me, you know, something, if I had a daughter, but I do have nieces. I don't want males. I don't care whether they're straight, gay, call themselves a female or anything else. Let them use their own restroom and let my nieces be safe in the restroom that they go into. I don't want it. Just my personal preference. Maybe I'm a little conservative. Moving right along. Got to watch your phones today. Verizon, they decided to go on strike. 39,000 employees, mostly East Coast. I don't think we'll have too much effect here on the West. But 39,000 employees going on strike today. And that's another one of those interesting stories. I heard one of the union workers, and I am not a big fan of unions. But one of the union workers did make the comment that, hey, the top earners, five people of the company, are making hundreds of millions of dollars, yet they want to cut the pay of the workers for the company. They did do the right thing in one sense, though. At least the management went and took care of making sure there were replacement workers trained to keep the phones working. Be interesting to see how long this goes on, what resolution comes from the whole issue. Verizon on strike. I don't know if it's going to be like the Reagan years. I don't know if you're old enough to remember the air traffic controllers that decided they were going on strike and the president fired them all. It didn't do so good for those air traffic controllers. We'll see what happens with the Verizon workers. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, top reasons why Americans buy homes, 10 homeowner tax breaks you should be taking advantage of tax day. Hey, because you listen to Ron Siegel Radio, you don't have to file your taxes until April 18th. Don't worry about this Friday. No penalty. Americans pay more in taxes than housing, food, clothes combined. But Bernie wants more. Just amazing. We're going to talk about that. We'll talk about shredding, identity theft, and wine as well. You can reach us anytime. Call the off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are
brain freeze right there, doing multiple things at one time. But every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by our area trusted professionals. Yes, if you don't have an area trusted professional group, text us, ATP79564. That would be your tax person, CPA, financial planner, credit repair, insurance. Maybe you need an estate attorney, bankruptcy attorney, divorce attorney, real estate professionals, all sorts of people. They're in that area trusted professional program. Text ATP to 79564. Unbelievable. I saw this article, just thought for fun, now that we are at tax season, tax paying season. In America, Americans pay roughly 20% more for their federal, state, and local taxes than they are paying for housing, food, and clothing combined. 20% more for federal, state, and local taxes. And here in the state of confusion, we like to tax ourselves even more. I don't think that we've got a revenue problem in America. I think there might be a spending problem in America. 2016, Americans will spend roughly $1.6 trillion on food, $2.1 trillion on housing, and $360 billion on clothing. Total, $4.1 trillion. Meanwhile, the tax bill is going to be about $4.9 trillion. $4.9 trillion. Holy cow, that's the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text ATP to 79564. Red wine means it must be time for our Wednesday chat with Robert Mott. Good morning, Robert. And I guess it's also happy birthday day, Robert. What do you think?
It is. It's good morning, Ron. And it is today would be Thomas Jefferson's birthday.
And why would we be talking about that during wine segments?
Well, you know, obviously Thomas Jefferson's birthday is a very important thing. Obviously, we all at least all have a great deal, at least I think we all have a great deal of respect for Thomas Jefferson being one
Absolutely.
Of the original founders and one of the people who had one of the biggest influence or a large influence on the Constitution of the United States. But beyond that, but beyond what we commonly know about Thomas Jefferson, he was a big time wine guy. He was noted to be one of the nation's first viticulturists. Spent a lot of time raising wine grapes and working on better ways to grow grapes. Obviously, he was over in Monticello when he was doing it. But his journey in the wine region or the wine realm really started, I think, when he became our nation's first ambassador to France. As you probably remember, of course, he was our third president, but he was the first ambassador to France, and France, of course, was very instrumental in helping us win the Revolutionary War against England. Now, before he went to France, when he was, resident of the colonies of Great Britain at the time in the Americas, he would enjoy Madeira and ports, which were typical of what the British enjoyed, what the English really were into. But after he went to France in 1784, his eyes were open. He started enjoying the wines of France and, of course, Italy at the time, and hoped to, influence the rest of the fledgling United States to head that direction as well. I think he was his quote is saying, "The taste of this country was artificially created by our long restraint under the English government to the strong wines of Portugal and Spain." In other words, not only was he hoping, obviously, was instrumental in breaking the bonds of at the time they called the tyranny of the British government, he was instrumental in breaking the bonds of the tyranny of the English wine society as well. So I think we owe a lot of thanks to Thomas Jefferson for multiple reasons, but not the least of which, of course, is our fantastic Constitution, but as well his influence on the wine culture of the United States of America.
Holy cow, you know something? I never realized any of that, so I'm glad you shared that with us. I guess, was it years later? I guess I've got my dates not under control here, but years later, I guess it was the U.S. that then saved France, their whole wine industry, wasn't it? Or was it before that?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, obviously more recent times. There's a root louse that ravaged almost all the French vineyards. It's called Phylloxera, and I don't remember exactly the time frame of this. It was certainly earlier in the 20th century. And so as the vineyards started dying out in France, it turned out that the rootstock of the United States was resistant to this particular root louse. And so we made a big effort to help replant the French vineyards using U.S. or American rootstock, which, again, was much hardier than some of the rootstock that they had in France. I may be getting the story a little bit off, but that's the essence of it. And so much of the current French wine industry relies heavily on vines that have a genetic background of American rootstock. So, yeah, so it you know, turnabout's fair play, as they say. You know, it's a karma thing, I think.
And you know something, that I think that's a great thing. That kind of just brings me to an off-the-cuff question, and I hate to put you on the spot, but I will. The concept then, if we can take our vines and transplant them, so to speak, into France, and obviously we make our wines and they're great wines, they have wines, theirs are great wines, what controls our grape product more? Is it the vine itself, or is it the climate and the soil? Where's the strength come, or is it maybe just in equal parts of all?
Well, you know, the vine itself certainly has an influence. Obviously, the variety of grapes, as we've learned before, between the difference between variety and varietal, but the variety of the grapes themselves obviously have a great deal of influence on the flavor profile. But if you were to ask somebody in the French wine industry, which I think is something that would be, it's always an interesting question when you ask somebody from the other side of the pond, they would mention the word terroir. And terroir roughly refers to a combination of the things that you brought up, a combination of climate and soil and, I guess, viticultural practices. And if you would ask the hardcore Frenchman, he would talk about the soul of the vineyard as well. But terroir is what they would refer to, and largely an influence of the weather conditions and the soil types. And to a lesser extent, some people would actually say to the native bacteria that live in the soil as well. So it many times will have an influence over and the native yeast. It is prevalent in the vineyard as well. So those are the things that would influence the character of the wine. And in addition to that, of course, is the winemaking style itself. But, you know, obviously each country has its almost has a very, for the most part, has a very unique style in terms of how they choose to prepare the wines themselves. But yeah, terroir is what most Frenchmen would point to. And if you ask a U.S. winemaker, they would say, they've just simplified it and say, well, it's really the soil, the weather, and our viticultural practices. But terroir.
Interesting. Okay. And now we're seeing that the U.S. or California, I guess, is even the wine wants to leave the state. Is that it?
Yeah, it is. And this is an article I found that was I thought was somewhat interesting, just to kind of give everybody a perspective of this. What I really wanted to find here, what the total revenue, U.S. revenue was for wine, both internally consumed and externally consumed, just for a data point there. But what I actually found, and I didn't find the big number, but I found the export number. So California wine exports set a record in 2015. Worldwide demand for wine grew, and in spite of our very strong dollar, which makes, of course, our wines more expensive to everybody else. But U.S. wine exports, which make it, which 90% of which are come from California, reached $1.61 billion in winery revenue in 2015, which is an all-time record, as I mentioned. It's a 7.6% increase from 2014. In addition, volume was up about 4.1% from the previous year to 461 million liters, which translates roughly to 51.2 million cases of wine. The top 10 markets that we export to, number one was the European Union, 28 member countries of the EU, which account for about 622 million of that 1.61 billion, followed by Canada at 461 million. Number three on the list was a country, it was a country, actually state, city, et cetera, that I just visited recently, Hong Kong, at 97 million. Japan just behind them at 96 million. Behind that, China at 56 million. Then we get down to Nigeria, Mexico, South Korea, Switzerland, and Singapore, kind of making up the rest of the top 10. But U.S. wine exports are strong. Certainly is one of the areas that we actually do pretty well in.
Great information. We didn't even get a chance to talk about bricks and wine, but we'll talk about that. Maybe we'll get that in there next week. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We thank Robert Mott every Wednesday for joining us with a little bit of wine information, maybe even some trivia here and there. You can reach us anytime. The off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, over 337,000 people went to YouTube last month. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution, Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at Big Profits Now Live.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. When you're ready to buy or sell a house, actually, if you're looking to sell your house and you want to know the amount of equity you have in your property, then that would take a phone call or a little bit of a conversation with one of the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 79564. One of the agents will reach out to you and get you the information you need in order to make an educated decision. Top reasons why Americans buy homes. So last week, the inaugural Home Buyer Insight Report was released by Bank of America. The report revealed the reasons why consumers purchase homes and what their feelings are regarding home ownership. Very, very interesting. Emotional factors, 52% want a place to call their own. 43% always something they wanted to do. 31% want to put down roots. 28% a place to make memories. On the financial side, 37% better than paying rent. Never heard that one before, did you? 26% saved enough money. 21% have a steady job. And 15% it's a good time to buy a home. Well, I don't know where the other rest of these people are. It's a great time to buy a house right now. Tough to find them because the inventory is low. But holy cow. Interest rates, 3.63%, 30-year fixed rate APOR. Think about that one. I mean, when I bought my first house, it was probably triple that interest rate. So it's always been a part of the American dream. Survey after survey confirms this will always be the case. That is the top reasons Americans buy homes. The real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. I got some breaking news I got to share with you. Just coming across the wire right now, and it's just because it's such a stupid story, I thought I'd share it. Just, like I said, just came across the wire in the last couple of minutes. Judge in Texas orders Ethan Couch. Yeah, he's the guy that said he was too rich to know that he killed four people drunk driving drunk. Judge puts him in jail for 2 years, four consecutive 180-day sentences, one for each of the people that died. Thank goodness. I mean, how in the world this kid is not in jail longer than that? Well, now maybe he'll realize that there are consequences for actions. Unbelievable. Ethan Couch going to jail for 2 years. That was following breaking his parole after he killed four people driving drunk. Unbelievable. Getting on to something more interesting, something that we've talked about many, many times on Ron Siegel Radio. There is a lot going on right now in the world of, hey, you got to be careful of your identity. You've got to be careful of your stuff and your paperwork and how people are stealing your information. Well, Gene Partita is in the house, ResiShred. He's got those green trucks that are on the road, green and black, that shred your stuff for you so you don't have to worry about somebody stealing your identity. You know, checks in the mail, check registers. Yeah, even if you had a loved one pass on, you got to be careful of these things. Welcome, Gene.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you for having me again.
Glad to have you with us. So let's chat about I find shredding, to be honest with you, to be a pain in the neck. I got one of those little shredders, and I can put one or two pieces of paper through there, and it always gets jammed.
Yeah, they're a little problematic when you're trying to do tens of boxes of paper.
Yeah, and, you know, I lead a lending team. right? So we get tax returns and all kinds of documents that are very, very sensitive, right? So tell me, is there a better way than getting one of those little hand shredders or crisscrosses or criss-cuts? What do they call it?
Well, they're little cross-cut shredders, but they're not going to do the job. Most people, even in the residential market now, are doing so much more shredding to protect themselves. People are digging out stuff out of the trash, out of dumpsters, even scanning credit cards with carbon paper still.
Now, you don't even see the – I don't see the credit card carbon paper, the old slide things anymore. Well, you're dating yourself, Gene.
What it is, I'll tell you what, there's people that'll carry a piece of carbon and rub it across the top of your card. They can keep it in their pocket.
Wow. That's interesting. So what if you hire a service, you know, such as yours to come out, how do we deliver the paperwork to you? Do you have to bundle it, bail it?
We can pretty much take it in any form it is, bags, loose, in boxes, trash cans, whatever you want to pack it in, or we'll bring the containers to you and actually transport all back to the truck to shred.
So, you know, I have a P.O. box over at a local UPS store, and they've got one of those barrels there that I just throw my stuff, or could throw my stuff in. I don't use it, but could throw my stuff in. Is that safe and secure?
It's safe to the effect of if they're going to get it in the container safely, then that's fine. The service they require or they have come outside will shred it when they do show up. Most of our clients want it done right in front of them so they can see it with their eyes being shredded.
Is there a legal requirement or mandate that I have to see it? You know, if I've got a medical practice or I've got a bank or something.
You do have HIPAA compliances.
Okay.
Medical lawyers, they also want to see that. Being they are lawyers and they're protecting their clients in cases.
So basically what you're going to end up doing is you're going to shred it on site and say, give me a receipt saying so that I have documentation down the road. Is that how that works?
Well, that and also a lot of the shredding trucks out there, including ours, have video monitors on the trucks. So you can actually watch the papers go into the shredder.
Wow.
And get destroyed. So, you know, there's a lot safer way of doing it on site than just taking it somewhere.
Now, when I use that little machine that sits on top of the trash can at home, I got to take out all the paper clips and the staples and those little those bull binder thingies. You know how technical,
right?
I am,
right, exactly.
Well, bull binder thingies.
The binder clips and staples and even spiral binders, we can shred those in the truck. It doesn't affect the trucks whatsoever.
Really?
Most companies will choose not to do three ring binders, but pretty much we can shred pretty much everything that goes on the paper.
And then what happens to it from there? Does it go to recycling, or do you guys separate out the metal or whatnot?
No, by law, all companies have to recycle the paper being brought in for secure reasons, first of all. And second of all, it goes to mill where they put the water and bleach in the paper to take the ink out of it, and then they make paper towels, napkins, and paper plates out of it.
So it's by going through somebody, a service like yours, not only is it secure, because we can actually watch the truck outside and watch you in the video and all that good stuff where it's gone, it's destroyed, but it's also good for the environment.
Oh, absolutely. You know, most of the trucks out there are low emissions trucks. All the stuff's getting recycled. Companies recycle x-rays, e-waste. Some companies do even hard drives. We're destroying hard drives now.
So do you separate the e-waste from I guess we ought to go back and even just... What the heck is e-waste?
Well, most of the e-waste that we're dealing with are computer towers and laptops and stuff like that have personal information on them. We'll take in some monitors, which they call CRTs. But a lot of it, they want to pull those hard drives out and have them destroyed to get rid of the information on them.
So our friend could have probably called you, and it might have been a little better. Hillary Clinton, she could have called you to destroy your hard drive.
Almost a whole Enron thing there going.
Well, you know something, every once in a while, Gene, I don't know how often you get to listen to Ron Siegel Radio, but every once in a while, Hillary actually pays a guest appearance right here on the radio program. Those of you who did hear her, yes, that was one of her events. Our intern actually did cut that out. It was direct. It's Hillary, so I can actually say that was actually her. So, but you can actually, do you put those into a separate bins when we give them to you?
Well, a lot of times, like for us, for our clients, we will pull the hard drives out and destroy them for the client. A lot of the trucks out there do have hard drive destruction units on them. Some carry 610 presses on them to just snap the hard drive in half. So
okay, now wait a second. I don't even know which side of a screwdriver to use. A 610 press, is that a model number or what?
No, a 6-ton press.
Oh, 6-ton. Okay. Sorry about that.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, I don't know anything about this. I know how to call your phone number because I can actually, with I put my glasses on here, 1-888-747-3476. I know how to do that.
That's good. That's a good number to call.
That's a good start, right? And we're gonna talk more with Gene Pardita when we come back. As interesting information. How do we pay for it? Commercial work? Do we pay by? I don't like it when people talk about paying by the pound because I'm oversized. We'll talk about that as well. And some tax breaks you should be taking advantage of. And remember, because you listen to Ron Siegel Radio, your taxes will not be due until the 18th of April this year. You're going to get an extra 3 days with no penalty. Just tell the IRS that you listen to Ron Siegel Radio, and they will not penalize you until the 18th of April this year. Great information. And just for our listeners, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. You can reach me anytime. Call the off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a loved one who wants to stay in their home, but you have health concerns about it? The Preferred Care Team understands the challenges of caring for your loved ones. Their goal is to keep seniors as independent as possible while maintaining their health, safety, and overall well-being. Whether you need just a few hours a week or 24-hour care, Preferred Care caregivers are trained to meet your needs. Call Preferred Care at 714-696-9150. That's 714-696-9150. Or visit preferredcare.com.
In these uncertain times, it's getting harder and harder to find a safe and effective method of investing. If you're looking at retirement options that can provide some real security for you and your family, look no further than a reverse mortgage with Siegel Lending Team. Hundreds of thousands of other Americans are already taking advantage of reverse mortgages. It allows you to eliminate monthly mortgage payments, pay some bills, or simply enjoy your retirement more. A government-insured reverse mortgage with Siegel Lending Team allows seniors to stay in their home and turn their equity into tax-free cash. To qualify, there are no credit score requirements, and remember, you continue to retain complete ownership of your home. Call 1-800-306-1990 to receive a new special edition handbook, feature reverse mortgage borrowers, plus an educational brochure absolutely free. Find out more. Call Siegel Lending Team today, 1-800-306-1990. SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Homeowner tax breaks, that's the subject of today's Mortgage Minute today, brought to you by VIP Mortgage. Yes, they do participate in the APOR, 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, APOR 3.63 this week, 3.63. I don't know if you qualify, but it's an amazing number if you're well-qualified. If not, you know, there might be a little bit of add-ons there, but it's take a look at it. Homeowner tax breaks you should be taking advantage of, obviously, as a listener. I've shared with you a couple times today. You do not have to file your taxes until the 18th of April as a listener of Ron Siegel Radio. So what are a couple of tax breaks for homeowners? Number one, points on the home mortgage and refinancing. Those are a tax break. Interest on home improvement loans. That IRS considers the interest on a home improvement loan fully deductible up to $100,000. Property taxes. Yeah, that's an interesting one. We're going to be chatting about that. Maybe you can get your home improvements built into the property taxes. That's a tax break. Interesting. Residential energy efficient tax credit. Tax credits are even better than tax deductions. Renewable energy tax credit. That's another one. Ground rent. Income and interest on reverse mortgages. Those are considered a loan advance, not income. So the amount you receive isn't taxable, the income on the reverse mortgage. There are ways that we can get that interest on the reverse mortgage to make that a tax deduction for you. Need to check on that. Private mortgage insurance, you may be able to claim that one. Home expenses and improvements. Buying a home. There's a lot of different ones in there. You got to talk to the tax professionals. I'll put you in touch with some tax professionals if you don't have one helping you do this work. Again, that's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by VIP Mortgage. Give them a call, ready to refinance or to buy a new home, need to get pre-qualified. They will take care of all of that for you. Continuing our conversation, Gene Pardita, Resi Shred is the name of his company. And he's offered another great deal, Ron Siegel Radio. Tell him you heard him on Ron Siegel Radio. Get a 10% discount. Thanks a lot, Gene. That's nice of you.
Well, we try to help out the clients as much as we can.
So, you know, I was joking before, not joking, about you charge by the pound. I mean, you know me, I'm an oversized guy.
No, we don't charge by the pound. We usually have a
so stop. Lighter people don't get a better rate than heavy people?
No, it doesn't work that way.
Okay.
We usually have a stop rate, and then we determine our rate after that stop rate by the number of boxes that need to be shredded.
So you must be happy with gas prices dropping a little bit. It might be saving a little money.
Yeah, it's helping us a little bit.
Nice, nice. Yeah, we always like those type of things. So what type of things can you shred?
We do product destruction, film destruction. We've done everything from marijuana paraphernalia to polo shirts.
Marijuana paraphernalia. That might be an interesting one.
It's a lot of glass. jerseys, okay. Stuff like that. X-rays. We recycle.
You get the silver out of the X-rays?
Right. We actually recycle those separately because they're considered kind of a hazardous waste now. And so there's plenty of things we do product recycling for a lot of different clients depending on what the products are.
Now, you know, our area trusted professional program, our household board of directors, you know, they've got tax planners, CPAs, financial planners, bankruptcy attorneys, divorce attorneys. And you're talking about shredding by the pound. The bankruptcy or the divorce attorneys, there might be some issues there. We can solve a little divorce quickly here.
Yeah, we get a little bit of questions from clients if they could shred their ex spouses. That's something we don't provide that service right now.
Stay away from that way. You'd want that with the cross cut or something like that.
It's a pure stare, but yeah, we'll do the damage.
Just a little fun. If you're a regulator, we are not. We're just speaking in jest here, talking to Gene Pardita. He's staying out of trouble. I get myself in trouble. Gene's staying out of trouble. Resishred. So, for the most part, where are you going? Are you going to? You know, you see the big events, especially this time of year, we get a lot of big events right around tax time.
Well, you got Green Day coming up, which is on the 23rd of April, I believe, is usually Green Weekend.
Day?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. Well, I haven't studied that one.
We do shred events year round.
Okay.
For residential communities, for business communities. So we're pretty open as far as where we go and how we can help out the communities and clients, help their clients and the communities with the shredding.
Interesting. So that's an interesting one because, one of the groups that we talk to a lot is seniors. And, number one, it's hard for them to take care of shredding everything. They still think that they need to use paper checks, and you always worry about that because there's so many scams out there. I just hate it with all these scams on seniors. Drives me nuts.
There's a lot of scams. And we, even when we do senior centers, we always advise senior citizens not to give a lot of information to people that don't know over the phone. As a general rule.
Absolutely.
But, a lot of seniors are planning for their future and want us to come in and get rid of a lot of things they don't want to leave to their sons, daughters, families to take care of. So we get a lot of that as well as also estates that we have to shred for.
So you can help go to a estate property and you're basically looking at a cost for the trip. Plus whatever the
amount of the job's going to be. So we go in there and we'll take care of everything to the estate. That's
Is there a minimum or a maximum size job that you can do?
No, we don't put any limits on our clients whatsoever.
Interesting. Okay. So if you've seen your home, get a bunch of people together and you can call Gene and he'll get you that 10% discount when you mention Ron Siegel Radio. If you're in a senior community, get a bunch of people together, go to your, local church, temple, groups, make it a fun time, to get a donations or raffles or things like that and have Gene come by with one of his trucks. You were talking about earlier that you do some of these four-hour events.
Yes, we do a lot of four-hour shred events for cities, private communities.
Tearing people up.
No, not people. that would be a really not cost-effective situation. But we do a lot of those, and a lot of people come out. They really come out. They bring out what they have, and we provide them with if they want a certificate of destruction for their own security, and they get to see it shredded at the truck. So it's better than just taking it somewhere and dropping it off somebody you don't know.
That goes to the whole thing. I mean, and Gene, I love the idea because you and I have talked offline as well, and this is something that I am passionate about, not shredding. I'm not passionate about shredding. Personal safety, yes. Avoiding and helping you avoid identity theft, yes. The part that I'm really passionate about is something that Gene has done. And, maybe you could do the same thing. Gene has found a need in the community, and made it into a career. And it's been really fun watching your growth. Because I think you were on about a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago.
About a year ago.
And just watching the growth of your business and when somebody just has a passion for doing something and helping others, good things happen to good people.
Yeah, we have a lot of great clients. I always tell everybody I know, I don't have bad clients. Everybody we have are really good people, and we're trying to provide them with a service to help keep them secure.
And so the bottom line, what would you say to the young person that's listening that says, something, there's no opportunity in America any longer?
Make opportunity. There's a lot of opportunity out there. You've got to go out there, and it's not an easy road. If you want an easy road, then go work 9 to 5 somewhere. But if you want a hard road, you want to be an entrepreneur, you're going to have to work hard, 3 times as hard as a normal person. But success will come, and you just have to be patient for it.
And what's on the horizon for ResiShred?
We're looking to buy more trucks, try to expand more things we can do for our clients as far as taking care of more things that they need to destroy or have destroyed. We're just trying to outreach to get more of the residential market involved because we're still hearing that people go, we've never heard of you. And a lot of people haven't heard of residential shredding because it's not really pushed out there really a lot.
Yeah, you see the trucks and every once in a while you'll see them in a parking lot. You have to try and maneuver around some of these bigger, the bigger companies with those bigger trucks. It's kind of crazy. Because they're just focusing on commercial. Well, you're looking at some of the residential side.
Well, we started the residential 6 years ago when nobody was really looking at it as an important thing. In fact, I heard one gentleman say, who's going to shredder a house? I've done 300 boxes at a house. We did 124.
300 boxes at somebody's house?
We did 124 at a house yesterday up on a hill. So a lot, you got to understand, a lot of people don't put their stuff in storage. They'll take it home and put it in their garage.
Yeah, my wife seems to have our garage pretty full right now.
So, yeah. But it's easier for us to come to you and do it than it is for you to take that, rent a truck or haul it or have somebody come take it to some place to shred it.
That makes a lot of sense. And then for somebody that is, I'd rather go and do a little bit more of what I do and pay you to do what you do. Right. So I don't have to throw it in the back of my car. I don't have a truck. And to me, it just makes sense. I mean, I'm a big, big fan of, let somebody else do what they do well, what they enjoy. Hire your weaknesses. Hire people to do what you don't like to do so you can enjoy your life. And the bottom line there at the end of the day, be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to Gene Partita, Reza Shred, our guest this morning. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.